You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, the Denver Nuggets raised their championship banner to the rafters of Ball Arena, and a whole bunch of people clapped with approval. Then the Nuggets opened their season by beating the LA Lakers, and people clapped their approval again. You know what? Between the Nuggets and the Avalanche, those two pro teams have not lost a game yet.
They're pretty awesome. I mean, we sat down and watched all the pre-coverage for about an hour and then sat through the entire game all the way to the end, and it was a hell of a time. And I really enjoyed all the festivities beforehand with the banner raising, handing out the rings, which are ridiculous. Ridiculous. I was reading the 16 carats of diamonds, rubies, blue sapphires. It's got a little drawer in it that you can pull out. It's got a drawer in the ring. Anyway,
what are you keeping there?
I don't know.
Cocaine?
Cocaine. I was going to say cocaine. Anyway, I was trying to find out how much these things are worth, and they're valuing them anywhere between $50,000 and $150,000. It's quite the spread, but pretty bombastic, man.
Our company owns the Nuggets and the Avs, and when the Avs won, they gave us each a ring. Yeah. We didn't get one for the Nuggets.
It might be coming. I don't know. They sent us a link yesterday. Did you click on the link where we could order our own if we wanted?
And
those
ranged
from 10,000 to like 7,000 to like 5,000. They had different levels.
Oh, so they're going to make us pay for them?
So maybe we got to buy them this time. I don't know.
Oh, pass. Anyway, the Avalanche won again, too. They beat the Islanders in New York, so the Avs have started the season 6-0. Going back to last season, the Avalanche have won 15 straight road games in the regular season. That sets a new record in the National Hockey League. I'd say they're pretty good.
Not bad.
You know, the thing about the Avs is they're super fast. That's what's blowing away these other teams, is that they can skate faster than anybody else.
Massive thighs.
Gotta be. And might as well throw in one more sports story for you. The World Series is now set. It's featuring two teams that were wild card entries going into the playoffs. The Texas Rangers will host the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Snakes, starting this Friday. So you got a couple of wild card teams. That's, you know, that's a good life lesson for all of us. You know, that you don't have to win your division in life. You just need to be a wild card, and you can go all the way.
That's cute.
What else is going on locally? Did you see the story about the company in Northern Colorado, the welding company that had to pay the $23,000? Yeah. Did you see that story?
Hilarious, yeah.
Oh my God, this is so good. So there's a welding company that got sued by another company, and because they claimed the welding company hadn't paid them for a job. Anyway, they got into mediation. They eventually settled for $23,500 that the welding company had to pay. But now they are back in court because the welding company didn't write a check. They didn't send a money order. No, no, no. They sent over to pay their $23,000 6 tons worth of loose change. A big old box of quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies that a flatbed truck had to show up with.
God.
The lawyer for the company that was to receive this money described it as a, quote, big FU.
Sure was.
So now, guess what? They are back in court. Another lawsuit that it was a malicious waste of time. The welding company, Jeremy, is saying, oh, we weren't trying to be malicious or trying to waste anyone's time.
It's still money. It still spends. What's the big deal?
Their argument is that the agreement for the $23,500 never stipulated how it had to be paid. You know what? I'm pretty sure the judge is going to rule against them. And it says if that happens, they'll have to pay an additional $7,000 in attorney fees. So trying to be smart, you know what's about all of it, is going to cost them another $7,000 probably.
My goodness.
Just pay your fine.
Just write a check and move on.
Just write a check and be
done
with
it. I get it.
Be the bigger person.
I get it, though.
Oh, my God, it's funny. And then lastly, you know, we're into flu shot season. But hey, starting next year, you may not have to go down to the grocery store or the drugstore for your flu shot because AstraZeneca is asking the FDA to allow single-use nasal syringes with annual flu vaccines that you can just administer to yourself at home.
Well, why not? How easy would that be? Somebody will screw it up, though.
That's probably true, Jer. But, you know, they say it's for people between the ages of 18 and 49.
Yeah.
And if you have 2-year-old through 17-year-olds in the house, you can administer it to them.
Perfect.
They're just waiting for FDA approval. And if they do, then maybe starting next year we can do our own. I will
That's
say,
cool.
though, I don't like the term nasal syringe.
What do you want it to be?
I don't know. It strikes me. It seems like it's a needle thing that you jam into your nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's probably one of those soft syringe things, I'm sure, but just the sound of it.
Come on, kids. Let's get the nasal syringes out. No!
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure this is what we want, but oh well.
Your voice. Mix 100.
All right, let's talk about the most ridiculous thing trending on TikTok this morning. They're saying on the old TikTok-y that we should all be storing a roll of toilet paper in your refrigerator, as the kids call it. It's not so that you have a nice cooling effect when you go poo-poo-pee-pee. They say the TP is supposed to absorb moisture in your fridge and help with unpleasant odors. So, you know, when you're stacking your strawberries and cantaloupes or whatever you're putting in there.
I thought that's why we put in that's why we put in boxes of baking soda.
That was for the stink, right? Does that do the moisture too?
Yeah, it does moisture too.
I don't know. Well, I guess this is just another alternative. They say though, yeah, but at some point you're just going to have a wet roll of toilet paper hanging out in there by your cucumbers. So generally they say, yeah, oh, here it is. Here's the line right here, Tom. It's better to keep a box of baking soda in there.
Okay, well,
like a normal human being.
We've been doing that for a million years.
Can you imagine, though, having guests over and they're like, hey, can I grab another drink out of the fridge? And you got a TP sitting in there. Like,
there's some Charmin in there next to your bud.
We can't come over here anymore. This is weird. A story out this morning about something called yellow pillow. That's essentially when you use your pillow so much and you never wash it, that it turns that nice shade of yellow. And there's a debate going on the social this morning. Whether or not that's gross or endearing, because essentially
they're
calling out guys that, you know, essentially use the same pillow since the age of 10 and they never wash it. It's a sign of a well-loved pillow. It's like a seasoned cast iron pan, Dom. Aw, he loves that pillow. Whereas I'm in camp, that's freaking gross. Throw it in your washer, you jackwagon.
If it's yellow, you might as well go and buy a new one.
I have, I'm a sweater. It's no secret. I sweat the bed, and I throw my pillows in at least once a month just to wash them down with some bleach and said baking soda. Make them smell good.
Put a little bit of vinegar in there, too.
Not with the baking soda, because I don't want a frothy mess. But I'll do a bleach. Bleach will kill everything and make it smell
good.
Do
they say how, I'm going to search this while you're doing something, often you should replace pillows?
Oh, God, yeah, that can get expensive. Pillows are not cheap, man.
It says you're right, they are expensive. Most experts, it says, recommend replacing pillows every 1 to 2 years. Forget that.
Hi, my name's John, I'm a pillow expert.
No kidding.
Every 2 years, that's not happening. Just wash them. Wash them on hot, throw them in your dryer, and all is well in the world. Dom, you might be interested in this story. It says, enjoy your nanners while you can. Scientists are warning that the most popular type of banana could be on the brink of extinction due to a disease outbreak that's ravaging the old potassium puncher. The Cavendish banana, which is essentially the banana that we all buy at the grocery store, has the Panama disease. And it gets through the roots, it sounds like, and then up into the tree or bush or whatever and into the banana.
Yeah, I've written about this because we've been through it before. Mm-hmm. The banana that your great-grandparents used to eat is nothing like the banana we all eat today because of that same thing. The disease wiped out the one that used to be the prevalent banana, and that's when we moved to the Cavendish.
Yeah.
And now we might have to go to yet another one.
And they say this is kind of funny. It's kind of ironic because this species that we're eating now was bred to resist disease. And here we are with the possibility of no more banana bread. What?
I got to tell you, I did so much ridiculous research on bananas when I was writing that. I had no idea that all of this went on with bananas.
I know.
It's
there's
pretty
a
crazy.
Thousand different species of bananas out there.
Yeah, there's a bunch. And they there are many different types of bananas. But we better get used to a new tasting and looking banana before long.
I guess so, man. Oh, say it ain't so. Here's your crap on celebrities. They say if you're a Swiftie, beware of this dating trend. It's called Swift Fishing. It's when online daters pretend to be fans of Taylor Swift music and everything she does in order to get dates or to seem romantic. A lot
That's
of time,
funny.
People are throwing up their favorite songs now as Tay-Tay songs. They're reciting lyrics. They're talking about going to the movie, going to the concerts when they don't. They don't care at all about Tay-Tay. They just want to get their freak on. So,
what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Swift Fishing. Yep, you bet.
Is it that Wildest Dreams because your wife says
song? Oh, I do love that song. I like the been in a bad blood, whatever that one is.
Maybe
but I like the sexy one, too. No, play the sexy one.
Well, I'm not necessarily going to. I just wanted to look to see which one is my favorite.
Honestly, I will tell you, I don't know the name of it. Hands down is the 10-minute song that she sings. Whatever that 10-minute one is, absolutely love it. It's about the scarf. Look it up. Taylor Swift's scarf. Google it, kids. On the heels of that story, I do want to talk about Travis Kelce's meat. Travis Kelce is sharing his love of barbecue with his fans. He has released a line of barbecue products called Travis Kelce's Kitchen. It's now exclusively available at select Walmart locations around the country.
You know what? Good for him. He is capitalizing on all this newfound fame with the Swifties. So he's going to take some of their money now.
I joke. But they missed a prime marketing opportunity by not naming it Travis Kelce's meat.
And yeah?
Yeah. It would sell like hotcakes. So. Anything else I want to tell you? Oh, yeah, real quick. Speaking of food, two brothers in Wisconsin, age 10 and 11, just broke the record for the world's largest grilled cheese sandwich. Get these kids a trophy of some sort. It's almost 11 feet long and more than 6 feet wide. Required over 300 pounds of dough and 60 pounds of cheese.
Grilled cheese sounds good.
You're going to be stopped up for months if you eat that. Anyway, that's a really big sandwich. All right, let's do this.
Croctober.
Rock out with your crock out. It's Croctober time. A new recipe every weekday on our Facebook page. Stom and Jeremy on the FB. I did a little Cajun kick for you guys this morning. This is going to be a good one for this chilly weekend. It's crockpot jambalaya. I will say I bumped up the amount of Cajun seasoning in it. Just a
Do you put
up.
That Tony
Cacciatore's? No, it's a lot of cayenne pepper, and then McCormick's makes like an actual Cajun seasoning as well. But it's a banger, and you can find it on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Croctober.